Investors are reacting today to another worrisome headline about General Electric. Fitch Ratings, which monitors the credit health of companies, said that GE's reserves for its long-term healthcare business are below average. This appears to mirror concerns raised last week by Harry Markopoulos. You might remember Markopoulos as the Bernie Madoff whistleblower. Well, he said that GE is a bigger fraud than Enron. Let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Hello, Peter.
And we reported on Markopoulos' warning last week, but now Fitch is calling GE's insurance business risky. What is Fitch looking at, and why, what are they concerned about?
Yes, long-term care coverage, which, just a refresher, it pays for assisted living in nursing homes. That turned out to be just so much more expensive to pay out than what these insurers imagined when they wrote the policy, say, 20 or 25 years ago. And when you're GE and you have to set aside billions to replenish your rainy day reserve, that's got to come out of somewhere. GE already has $105 billion in debt, and it's a company kind of in an identity crisis, in a desperate turnaround.
When Markopoulos raised his concerns last week, the stock tanked 11%. It started to come back up. But then GE issued a rebuttal. The CEO bought $2 million worth of shares as a way to show confidence in the company. But then now there's this Fitch report. Does that undermine the confidence that GE tried to instill?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you have a major credit rating agency telegraphing that it also is concerned. And look at the wording, quote, should GE have to increase reserves further, the capital base continues to be dwarfed by this very large exposure, close quote, at GE's insurance operating subsidiary. That's not exactly Fitch saying, okay, there's nothing to see here. And it's only going to intensify the calls to management from Wall Street analysts and institutional shareholders. Management is really on the defensive here.
Markopoulos made his name by raising the flag early and often about Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme. But I just wonder on this issue if he's credible, because as we've reported before, he wrote the report on behalf of a fund that's been short-selling GE shares, which means they make money, he makes money if the share price falls.
Yeah, I mean, he's credible, and he would make money. But look, short sellers like him, they are credible in that, you know, sharks and barracudas are credible, important players of the marine ecosystem. In this case, you know, if he's wrong and Wall Street sends GE shares higher, the short seller is liable to lose a lot of money. And Markopoulos, of course, he transacts in his reputation. So it's all connected.
As you mentioned, GE has been on this kind of slow decline. They've sold off business units to raise cash. What happens to this iconic American company if the credit rating agencies continue to lose confidence? Is GE in danger?
Yeah. I mean, borrowing costs on more than $100 billion in debt, those are the kinds of things that can make or break a conglomerate of this size. When you start worrying about liability limits and if it has enough cash, at a company whose stock has already been pulverized, you start to worry about the self-fulfilling prophecy. The shares fall. You as management desperately don't want to sell cheap shares or cheap divisions to raise that cash, or your options dwindle.
Is there anything more the company can do?
Yeah, I mean, the denials and symbolic CEO share purchases, they only do so much. The real question about GE's ability to continue as a going concern is kind of this stink out there. Can it bring in a white knight investor with billions as an infusion? Can it finally say to Wall Street once and for all that this is the worst case exposure to a business we sold years ago? And meanwhile, GE management must turn around the numerous other struggling divisions of this enormous company. You know that they wish Warren Buffett would finally call.
Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, Peter.